This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We've got Matt Floro in the studio. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Matt. Good. Matt Floro.
Yes, that's right.
Matt's the Deputy State Director
State Director.
Yes. Oh, my God, I got that wrong again. State Director for an organisation called Out for Australia. And so we thought that it might be useful to actually just do a bit of a showcase and learn a bit about who Out for Australia is. So, Matt, who are you?
Absolutely. Well, we are a national organisation that links LGBTI students with professionals to provide both students and professionals with mentoring and support as they start their careers. So nationwide, so we're in all states and territories, apart from the smaller ones like NT, SA and Tasmania, but you know, we'll look at expanding to them a bit later. We started in Sydney a few years ago, and in 2015 we expanded nationally. We're based on a concept in the US called Out for Undergrad, which had a similar concept of linking students with professionals. Okay. In the States.
Is this a little bit like the father-son, is it, what it's called?
No. I don't know.
Okay, forget it.
But it's mentoring happens a lot within businesses and within business organisations.
Yes.
And in government, but this isn't specific to an industry or an occupation. It's basically about mentoring, which I think is such a wonderful thing, but for both, for the mentor and the mentoree, or I don't know if that's the right term, but it's good for both, because you actually get when I do it at work, I actually learn a hell of a lot from the person that, you know, me as a mentor is a bit frightening, I know, but mentoring someone that you actually learn a hell of a lot from it when you're doing it.
You do.
Yeah. And it's a real win-win. So the program, you know, it's now national. How many sort of people are involved? What are the numbers?
Just before that, how does it work?
Yeah.
How do you hook up a young person with a professional?
Yes. Well, we prefer not to use the words hook up. Those connotations.
Connect.
Link.
Link. Thank you for that.
Yes, no worries. And we had a code of conduct to ensure that everything's professional.
Excellent.
But in terms of how we go about it, we have a website that facilitates all of this. So mentors, potential mentors and mentees can log on to outforaustralia.org. And they can sign up there, and applications are open now. They close on the 23rd of March. And
that's for mentees or for mentors or for both?
For both.
For both, okay,
for both.
Right.
Yeah. So how we've been spreading the word about it through word of mouth, through a bit of advertising, through spots like this, and through our existing sponsors and partners. And in terms of numbers, so in Victoria we have about roughly 150 people involved in the mentoring program. That was last year. This year we hope to build on that. And Sydney's a bit bigger, and Queensland's roughly the same or a bit less than us in terms of numbers.
In terms of getting it into, I always hate saying this, rural and regional Australia.
Yes.
So getting it out of the city, is that a lot more difficult? Because I suppose businesses don't tend to be as large and more decentralised. How do you do that?
Very good question. It's a big focus of ours this year. And in Sydney and Melbourne, we've been a bit centralised. So we've had a very big presence in the city, but not so much regionally. But we piloted something last year in Queensland, being quite a decentralised state, of having a network in the rural and regional areas up there. And that's been quite successful. So this year, our plan is to do the same in Victoria for places like Geelong, Bendigo, Ballarat, and to link in with organisations that are operating there already I was speaking to someone in Shepparton who works very closely in that area recently. So hopefully we can not only expand our presence, but also link in with existing people there.
Because I think that's in those regional areas. I'm looking at, like, I always have trouble with rural. But in those regional areas, I think it's even has a bigger role to play, because, well, people are not so much, you know, they can have radio and everything else, but, you know, they're a lot more isolated and they don't have the access to the resources that we have in the city or even the opportunities. So, yeah, great thing. Glad to see that's happening.
Matt, what does the experience look like? So, you know, let's say, you know, a young person has been linked up with a mentor.
Yes.
What happens? What can one reasonably expect there? What are the activities that take place?
So we, this year, I'll run through our schedule for this year. So we've got our mentoring welcome and official launch for 2017 on the 27th of March. So that'll be held at IAG, which is one of our sponsors at 181 William Street. So that's the launch event for the year and also for the mentoring program. And then we've got a series of workshops spread throughout the year, and they'll be focused on topics such as how to be an effective mentee, how to be an effective mentor, setting SMART goals, and issues like coming out in the workplace. Now, we set an expectation that mentors and mentees meet at least once every 6 weeks or so, or once a month. And then at the end of the year, we have an evaluation workshop where we evaluate the experience. Now, coupled with that that events program, we also have a curriculum that we roll out. So we have a series of materials that'll be rolled out in a variety of media this year. So written form, audio, some video material as well.
And they're designed to support both mentors and mentees.
Yes.
With the quality of the engagement and the experience that they have in working together.
Definitely.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, you know, that corporate support is really important, because so often, you know, the corporate world is at the forefront of change in how communities interact and are recognised and valued. So what about in government? Is there does the program have much of a presence in government? You know, in terms of in departments, you know, of the state government, for example, does it have much of a presence?
We'd like to expand into the public sector and also the not-for-profit sector this year. So historically we have been...
So public sector or public service? Because they're different things, of course.
Yes, that's right. I'm probably talking about the public service to be pedant, but I think historically we've been a bit focused on the corporate world, but I think it's fair to say that not everyone wants to work in the corporate
sure.
world. So we're hoping to make some links this year with the public service, but we'll have a chat to them
later on about that. I mean, I was going to say, in the public sector, for example,
yes.
you think about some of our larger health services where there are, you know, gays and lesbians who are in senior roles who probably would be interested in participating in things like this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to name health services, but...
Give him a list off.
but you know, a health service that I know of, a medical director's gay, a gay man, for example, and nursing director's a lesbian woman. So I'm sure they would be interested in supporting. I mean, not even necessarily at the most senior levels, but
yes.
even at more of a sort of a program level or a campus level, for example, it's possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do you try to match up a young lesbian woman with a lesbian mentor, or does gender and sexuality matter? Or
we primarily focus on what the applicant has put in their application, and usually that aligns with what they identify as in terms of sexuality or sex or gender.
Yep.
So usually that ends up being the case. But sometimes people might want a different experience or a different perspective,
yep.
and we're willing to match accordingly.
Yep. And have you had a positive response from trans people?
We have. And when we started out, it was a bit small, but now we're expanding and in that area, because it is an important area when you think about being confident as a young professional, as a young worker. So this year we've recruited a volunteer gender and sex diversity coordinator for Victoria. Her focus will be on increasing our reach and our support for people who are gender diverse.
Fantastic, fantastic.
I think it's a great initiative because, again, I mean, we actually, Joy, as Tass was talking about earlier, we ran a program through one of the Hay grants to get young people involved in Joy. And part of that is, while it's probably not officially mentoring, I suppose we are. Hmm. But, giving it a different structure.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you get at the goal, does it, Tass? It's how, it's if you get there and you get there with the right outcome, it's great. Mm. Yeah. And I think it's really positive. 150 currently, let's build it.
Yes.
There's a lot of thousands of young people out there that would benefit from this, not just in our community, in all communities.
Definitely. Yeah. And expanding rurally and regionally.
Yes.
Got the R's out. And also even in terms of suburban areas as well.
Oh, yeah,
so
of
not
course.
Just focus on the inner city.
Oh, you mean Melbourne doesn't end at Fitzroy?
Well, Collingwood or St Kilda.
Murralbark and Croydon and Lilydale. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What do you reckon, Tass?
Oh, look, I think it's just such a great initiative. I think that these sorts of programs need to be supported. I think they are just so positive. What are the things that actually make this successful? Because you talked about a website.
And yes.
I'm assuming that a lot of your traffic goes through the website. So people make their applications and through the website, I presume.
That's right.
Is that your main tool? Is that your main platform of engagement?
I'd say that it is our main tool, but our social media engagement is probably almost as important or even on an equal level. So our Facebook
So you've got page. A Facebook page?
We do,
and a Twitter,
yeah.
Okay.
And Twitter as well. So we're active on those platforms. I think in terms of reaching professionals and students, I mean, everyone's different and everyone has their own favourite platform.
Great.
But the application itself is done on the website, but we probably have a lot more fun stuff that we put up on our Facebook, a lot of photos from events, Midsummer, for example.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to participate in the program, get onto the website,
yes.
Which is?
Outforaustralia.org.
Outforaustralia.org or via the Facebook page?
Yes.
That works as well?
Search for us there.
Excellent. And then what do? They just follow the prompts, I suppose?
Yes. So you can apply as a mentor or as a mentee. So even if you're a professional or an early career professional, you can apply as a mentee. We find that some early career professionals need mentoring themselves. So we're opening up both streams to as many people as we can.
And just lastly, which areas are in greatest demand?
So, as I said, historically we've been a bit focused on the corporate world, but we're expanding. So, particularly in STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, we'd like to get more people from those fields, from the arts as well, from the social work sector. So, expanding to those areas.
I would have thought the arts and the human services areas were just flooded with people from our communities.
Yes, they are, but we found that maybe because of how we started, maybe those people are a bit shy, so we actually need them to come out and, figuratively and...
the raffia mafia test.
Yeah. And apply, so... Yeah.
Sounds like the corporates might have been a bit intimidating, were they?
And we're trying to address that and be for everyone.
Yeah, cool. Look, Matt, it's fantastic to have you in the studio. Great to talk about your program. Mm. Best wishes with your recruitment drive, which ends on the 23rd
of March.
So get onto the Out for Australia website or Facebook page to participate as a mentor or as a mentee.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.